Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Talking about what the owners, NFL owners approved, what they didn't approve. One thing I do like now is under last year's rules, you could only do an onside kick in the fourth quarter. Boo. Why are you affecting the strategy of the game? And here's the thing, too. Look, you got to have your team prepared for all scenarios, everything. It's what makes football so interesting. There's a chance they might run a fake here. There's a chance they might have an onside kick. Right. There's a chance they might run a fake field goal. Like, all scenarios. You got to have everything, all your bases covered. And knowing that you can only potentially do an onside kick in the fourth quarter took away a lot of strategy.
Yeah, here it's coming. I mean, one of the great all-time special teams plays in the history of the Super Bowl was, let's be honest, give him credit where credit's due, Sean Payton and the Saints coming out with that onside kick against the Colts in the rain. Nobody saw that one coming. Change the game.
Got to be prepared for it. When we talk about three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams,
right,
it matters. So now teams can declare, and again, the reason for this, safety. They can declare an onside kick at any point
again,
of the game.
When's the last time you saw somebody carted off the field on an onside kick?
Well, you're just not going to line up in an onside kick formation and kick it without notifying the other team, because the other team has to have an opportunity to line up their guys.
But again, I'm still saying, you know, whether you know it's coming or not, I can't remember. I saw a guy's head come rolling off his body during an onside kick.
Well, I will tell you, though, there's been some violent onside kicks because you're trying to blow up people to get to the ball.
True that.
So when the old onside kick, it used to be a lot of violence in those plays. Not as much, Mike, because they moved it closer, and now it's a wrestling match. But nevertheless, you can now do that as long as you declare an onside kick at any point in the game. Mike, as long as you are trailing.
Right.
Falcons down 10-7 the second quarter. Hey, we're going to go onside kick. Still takes a little bit of a way. It takes away from it because I'm telling the other team. And so anyways, whatever. But that did change today. And they also changed again where it will be taken from. 34-yard line instead of the 35-yard line. And the players on the kicking team will line up 1 yard closer to where the ball can be recovered. So they're trying to give them a little bit of an
advantage. I had a couple guys on the text line agree. Some guys disagree with me earlier. We were talking about, you know, there are certain inherent risks to sports. And if you sort of, you know, legislate them or rule, use the rule book to knock them out of the game itself, the essence of the game starts to go away. Football's a violent game. Now, if I had a little kid, would I want my kid playing Pop Warner right off the jump? No, I might wait till he's, you know, maybe puberty. I know something David Pollack talked about with us a few months back. And then, you know, you worry about the contact and the helmet to helmet. I understand all that. But still, as a fan, you know, you want what a lot of us grew up with. Maybe for younger generations, it doesn't mean as much.
Yeah.
Because they missed out on the kind of violent nature that the NFL was 30 years ago.
So, talking about this, by the way, Josh Kendall is going to join us next hour. He is in the middle of something right now, and literally we'll get a chance to talk to him an hour from now, around 4:20. So make sure you stay tuned for that as he covers the Falcons for The Athletic, does a terrific job, and we'll get his thoughts on a lot of the stuff that's going down, not only with the owners' meetings, but the Falcons in general. And he had a chance to catch up with Xavier Watts, as we did, and Billy Bowman, the safety out of or the nickelback, however you want to describe it, out of Oklahoma, and a really good piece on both of those guys and how they might affect our defense. So we'll get to Josh coming up next hour. Bottom line, though, today is the big two, which I thought were going to be the big topics of discussion, was whether or not they were going to change the reseeding rule, which they didn't. It was taken off of the table. So they didn't even talk about it, they didn't even vote on it. And then the tush push. And again, so many people reacting to this. And it's kind of interesting, Mike, to hear all of the reaction from different Falcon fans and just football fans in general, because you don't have to be a Falcon fan to say, I'm watching a game on Sunday or Thursday night or Monday, and I see this play, and do you like it? Do you not like it? What do you think about it? And I love all the fans who say, well, if we did it, it wouldn't be a problem. Maybe, maybe not. I think the NFL, do you think the NFL saw the Eagles win the Super Bowl the way they did, Mike, and said a lot of these owners went, if we ban this, it's almost like we're doing this because of what the Eagles did.
And that's I don't know. I can't get to the thinking of, as far as, and if you look right now about who are the teams who voted against it, it's kind of interesting. I mean, as far as who's got their back and who doesn't, I do know that Ravens, Browns, Lions, Carl mentioned this earlier, Jaguars, the Dolphins, which I thought was interesting. That's a Shanahan guy. Right, Coach McDonald. The Patriots, I said to Carl earlier, I think Vrabel appreciates somebody thinking outside the box. You know, again, ultimately Robert Kraft makes that judgment, but I wonder if he talks to his coaching staff about, hey, what do you think about this tush push? Is this something, Mike, we're going to incorporate? I don't know. Maybe they would. And if someone's going to do it, Vrabel will, because there's no ego to bruise. If you think there's a way
to win,
he's going to do it. Jets and Titans. Aaron Glenn and Woody Johnson ultimately making that decision. Thing I said earlier to Carl is, you know, you're telling me, you know, you've got a foolproof way to get a yard. If you're, you know, Matt LaFleur or Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay, that you, I mean, that's the thing. There's ego involved, guys. They'll never cop to it. But there's a level of hubris, and there's a bit of, well, I don't want to be, you know, monkey see, monkey do. But, I mean, we're a team that ran a jet sweep on a 4th-and-1. Over the years, even with Shanahan, we used to go finesse. You know, there were times sometimes you got the athletes, look, Mike Vick was a force of nature. You can put him anywhere on the field on 4th down. They weren't going to stop him, right? But, I mean, this is one play that I think there's a lot of factors that determine why teams won't do it. But the biggest one is, I'm too smart for that. And that's why it's getting closer, but still it's going to be alive for one more season.
Well, look, it's to your point about the McDaniels of the world and even the Kyle Shanahans. These guys are such film rats. That, Mike, they're always trying to create, you know, jet motion, for example, right? They're always trying to create something that throws a defense off to give you an advantage. And then other people, other offensive coordinators, when they see guys do it, it is a copycat league. But this is the one thing that hasn't been copycatted that way. And that's the weirdness to me. Guy said, dude, you guys are talking about this, and I heard one of you bring up the Wildcat. It may have been Mike earlier.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing that. We forget. Everybody jumped on board, and they were going to have a guy. Now, they didn't do it as well as Miami, but they had a guy that could do it and run it. But this is not that for some reason. And that is the weirdness for me as teams have not tried to do it as
much. We had Shanahan's Wild Sanu.
Yeah.
So Muhammad Sanu did our Wildcat at one point. But, you know, it goes all the way back to Houston Nutt. And, of course, you mentioned the Dolphins did it. Bucks Pewter Monkey. It's a great tagline on Twitter. He says, I bet Pete Carroll would have loved to be the genius behind the tush push years ago. He'd have another ring. Yes. Let's go. Beast mode. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Okay, beast mode, you're right there. You get under the center, and we take that direct snap. And Marshawn Lynch, we're going to shove your ass in the end zone as opposed to a slant that the Patriots are going to pick off and win another Super Bowl.
Yeah, push them in.
That's what I'm saying. And the Falcons, as we said, it just, Matt, not like Matt didn't get 4th down quarterback sneaks and conversions, but we weren't great at it. I wouldn't think, like, in the repertoire of Falcon plays over the years, our short and down and distance game was great. No. That's why I'm saying we could have benefited from this play.
Yeah, Mike, I also think that was a function of who's the old coordinator I told you weren't going to work again? Who was it? The old offensive coordinator.
Oh, a dirt cutter.
He loved to throw it.
Right. That's finesse on 4th down.
He loved to throw it. You know, on those plays where you could easily have just handed it off and maybe gotten the first down, we're throwing the ball on 3rd and 1, which, again, that's the NFL. But if that becomes your mantra, like that's who you are, then that becomes a problem. So that's what that's why I say, like, the Eagles, we know what they are. And their personality, we do not know what the Falcons' personality is going to be yet.
Right.
We thought last year we did. We don't. Eagles are, we're going to do this, and good luck stopping us.
Right. And they've got a nice blend of run because of Saquon Barkley's the best running back pound for pound
correct.
Right now. You've got great wide receivers. And, look, you could argue that Jalen Hurts sometimes is a little streaky, but he certainly was good when it mattered most. So that's a hell of a team. Sirianni, we talked yesterday, you brought up, got his contract extension.
The thing about Jalen, too, and we're just talking about all this stuff because, again, the owner's committee, and or should I say the owner's meetings going on up there in Minneapolis, and a lot of stuff coming out of this. And you know, again, it's interesting because we're at a point now where the next big thing we'll be talking about, guys, is like OTAs, mandatory minicamp, where everybody's at camp. And, you know, it's the first time we get a chance to see our full team. And then we're going to be talking about training camp before you know it. I mean, it's the end of May and we're about to be in June. End of July is when training camp starts. So, but Mike, real quick, I was going to say, you know, Jalen, guys, he threw the ball on average about 20 times a game in the playoffs. He didn't have to throw it 40 times a game.
Now you got Saquon Barkley.
And that's the thing. But maybe that's part of what we want to do with Michael Penix.
Play action. See, that's remember how you and I, how confused we were of that first game against Pittsburgh? Like, what are we doing? Why is Kirk Cousins? Why are we in the shotgun? What the hell is going on? We thought we were going to be living with play action pass because Kirk is really good at it. And that was something Zach still didn't do enough of, it, even when we were winning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
But this is one with Michael Penix. He's good in play action. Matter of fact, I'd be curious to watch how much we see him doing that when we get to be up at camp and looking forward to it.
No reason to hide it, Zach.
Zach, I mean, Michael Penix play action with Bijan. I mean, that should be gold, baby. Yeah. Gold, Jerry, gold.
Should be.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.